You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Did you ever notice how St. Paul urged people to keep a civil tongue in their heads?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, with all this talk about independence, give us a mind and heart dependent on you, that we may receive true independence from the things that hurt and destroy us, and help one another to be members of your family by faith in Jesus your Son, in whose name we pray. Amen. Independence is a very popular word in the world today. Interdependence is not nearly so popular, and dependence you can hardly call popular at all. Although none of these three words appear in the scriptures, Christ's men talked all the time about the finest kind of independence there is. Independence from slavery to the world, to our own passions and desires, and also to the power of the devil, who would like to have control over our lives. That independence, they said, is in Jesus Christ. It comes to people who have Christ living in their hearts by faith. It is a gift of God and of Jesus Christ whom he has sent. If the Son shall make you free, said the Son of God, then you shall be free indeed. Christ's men were very much taken with the idea of interdependence. The words one another appear all the time in their preaching and in their writings. You've put on Christ, now live in him, said St. Paul. That's not the way of the world. People have become callous and have given themselves up to licentiousness, greedy to practice every kind of uncleanness. But you did not so learn Christ, he told these people, assuming that you've heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. Put off your old nature and put on the new nature. Be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Quickly he came to the one another. Therefore, putting away falsehood, let everyone speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his hands, so that he may be able to give to those in need. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for edifying, as fits the occasion, that it may impart grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Real independence, along with warm interdependence, begins with dependence. That's the good news of God. Dependence sounds like bad news because it's not the kind of thing that people go for naturally. They would rather start out with independence. It looks like a new beginning, free from all restraints, as people can tell you who have become newly independent, whether financially or socially or otherwise, sometimes just because they were old enough to make their own decisions, independence is not everything. Independence is not enough to guarantee the good life. It takes more than independence, great as that may be. Real life begins with dependence. As infants, we are completely dependent on somebody, usually our parents, to care for us. Without that care, we could not survive. In old age, those of us who are permitted to live to advanced years may become dependent again on someone or other or something or other. We may be financially independent, but we need somebody to help us walk around. People who have been independent for a long time sometimes resent that dependence. They make it hard for people who want to help them. Dependence is not exactly popular. Dependence is especially unpopular among those people who are at the height of their powers, able to do everything, so they think, by themselves. Independence is a virtue for them, while dependence becomes a kind of vice. The fact of the matter is that millions of people have been misled because of the premium we put on independence. They've been fooled into thinking that they can get along all right, all by yourself, without any dependence at all, even upon God. You can get along all right without being concerned about anyone else, not helping anyone else, and not being helped by anyone else. As a result, the self-made man has become one of the fictions of our age. The fact is that he was helped along all the time by people who had a lot more heart than he ever had, but he simply refuses to recognize the facts of life. The truly self-made man is an incredible bore, unable to live with anybody, including himself. The truth of the matter is that God will always be God, no matter what. He will show his hand and he will demonstrate to every person alive that he always has the last word, no matter how independent people may be, financially or otherwise. Nobody's going to walk away from death, which is his last word in this world of ours. Nobody's going to walk away from the judgment of God. Nobody is going to call God a liar and get away with it. Therefore, said St. Paul, putting away falsehood, let everyone speak the truth with his neighbor. We have to put up with God whether we like it or not. And we have to put up with our neighbors whether we like it or not. God and our neighbors are there, whether we like it or not. The law of God is perfectly clear. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind and with all thy soul and with all thy strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. That's God talking, whether we like it or not. People don't like it. In this letter, St. Paul said that millions of people are like dead corpses, not alive to God, not alive to one another, and not alive within themselves. They're dead, he said, in their own trespasses and sins. We were dead in those sins of ours, said St. Paul, until Christ entered our hearts and made us alive again. This grace has been given to me, he said, to preach to the nations the unsearchable riches of Christ, to make all men see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for the ages in God who created all things, that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose which he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confidence of access through our faith in him. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. God is God. And we're not ourselves until we realize how dependent we are upon him. That's not fiction. That's the fact of the matter. Faith in Christ has to do with the facts of life, the sins that need to be forgiven, and the life that needs to be revived. It has to do with death and resurrection. It has to do with everything that truly can be called life Faith is dependence upon God, trust in God, complete reliance on God. Real life begins with dependence upon God as he has disclosed himself to the world in Jesus Christ. Real life issues forth in genuine interdependence, of real regard for our neighbors. It wants to bring the good news of God to the neighbor. It wants to include the neighbor in the family so that we can truly talk about ourselves as one another. Not separation, but association. Dependence upon God overcomes the separation between all of us and God. Once we were strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in the world, said St. Paul. Now in Christ we've been brought near by the blood of Christ. He's broken down the wall of hostility. He creates a new person. He makes peace. He reconciles. That's the way Christ works when he dwells in the hearts of people by faith. That's what Christian people mean when they sing that well-known hymn, "Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked, come to thee for dress. Helpless, flee to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die." People who've issued this declaration of dependence on God issue forth to practice interdependence with one another. That's what the world's looking for all the time and never seems to find. It's what the world will never find without dependence upon God. With dependence upon God, people have to find interdependence with one another, putting away falsehood, all that lying by which we normally live. Let everyone speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. That's a good rule for any family. It's a good way for husband and wife to live. Make up your quarrels before you go to bed. Don't go around not talking to each other. Parents and children, that's a great way to live. Meet the problems head on and give no opportunity to the devil to do his work, holding grudges, spitting out hateful words of pride, letting one son after the other go down on your anger. Faith in God helps people to respect one another. It works that way. It helps parents respect their children, and children respect their parents. Nobody's perfect, but the love by which faith does its work covers a multitude of those sins. Faith and love enable people to live upright lives. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his hands, so that he may be able to give to those who need. Let no evil talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for edifying, for building people up instead of tearing them down. Let your talk fit the occasion, that it may impart grace to those who hear. That's a great way to live. That's interdependence, with recognition of the rights of a neighbor, a friend, another member of the family, another human being, wherever he may be. Did you notice how St. Paul urged us to keep a civil tongue in our heads? Within a few minutes, the tongue can destroy a relationship that took years to build. A wild tongue makes life look like a ship without a rudder. An uncivil tongue, said St. James, can set the whole world on fire. Let the tongue speak what is truth. Let it impart grace to those who hear, said St. Paul. Anger is not always a bad thing. It becomes bad when it is the vehicle for human pride, passion, and prejudice. Be angry, said St. Paul, but do not sin. Be angry at the right things and at the right time, not at the wrong time. Neighbors have been set against neighbors just as much by those who said the right things at the wrong time as it has been by those who said the wrong things, even though it seemed the right time. Turn yourself over to God with complete dependence, said St. Paul, and you will turn out to be a real person, moved by the Spirit of God himself. The Spirit of God is at work in the world, telling the good news of Jesus Christ. Do not grieve the Spirit of God. In him you were sealed for the day of your redemption, when God will raise your body from the dead and show his power in you. If that's going to happen one day in you, live today in the power of that Spirit with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Always trusting and loving God as people do who have a right mind about things as they really are. They accept the forgiveness of God and they forgive one another as God, for the sake of Christ, has forgiven them. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgives you. God is performing his miracles all the time. The good news of Jesus Christ takes people who thought of themselves as independent and turns them completely around so that they become dependent on him. And then truly independent of the stuff that made them mean, that messed up their lives, and that caused them to be impossible to live with. If there were time, I'd give you one example after the other of people to whom this actually happened. A miracle occurred. People were actually turned around and became different people with a real heart for other people. Instead of being hard-hearted, they became tender-hearted. The days were no longer filled with bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander. Malice no longer governed their lives. They discovered mercy. That's in God. And you see it in Jesus Christ. The miracle is that hard-hearted people can become tender-hearted again, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven us. That can happen. It's a miracle every time. The secret of true interdependence is forgiveness. It's real acceptance of the forgiveness of God. And it's real forgiveness extended to someone else. It is forgiving and forgetting. That's the way God is. You can be that way too. With dependence upon God, having been declared independent by him from the guilt and punishment of your sins, and becoming a truly human being, able to see others again as one another. We're very imperfect people, living in a very imperfect world. That's the truth. People like us, God forgives. That's love. The truth and the love are in Christ, risen from the dead. We are delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification by God himself. I can just hear someone say, "What that fellow's saying about interdependence sounds good. It's probably what our world needs. It's what my family needs. Why couldn't we have that without all that talk about God?" No, my friend, you can't. That's where it begins, with tender-heartedness, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. That's the way it begins. That's the way it goes and grows. And that's the way it ends. That's the way it will end when suns and moons will be no more. God forgiving you. Amen.